Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Morning After.
With the news in your mouth.
It's Chrissy Bones. Big announcement in sports betting today. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred making a major sports gaming announcement at 3 p.m. today in New York City. No idea what that could be about, guys.
It'll be the Major League Baseball signs with a sports book like all the other leagues have.
College football. Let's move to it. The man responsible for a racist social media post following Florida State head coach Willie Taggart's post about him getting lynched, has been fired from his job at Hilton Grand Vacations, of all places. The racist post made in a Florida State fan group on Facebook Saturday shortly after the Seminoles lost to arch rival Florida 41-14 showed Taggart's head photoshopped onto an image of a man being lynched with the caption, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing your rep," an obvious allusion to the recent Nike ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, so this guy right here, is this George Zimmerman? No, does George Zimmerman post? Does George Zimmerman work at the Hilton?
Wow.
It's Florida. It could be Zimmerman.
I don't talk about these stories generally. I don't bring them up because I don't want to give the guy any attention.
I feel and I
don't want to. We don't know his name, but then he worked for Hilton.
I don't want to give it any attention either. And I know we'll get more serious about this on the other side, Corey, but the media is the one that pushes this race divide all the time.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Like, yeah.
You know, you come
but
into work
but
today.
The bottom line
are you
the
any problems with a black guy or an Indian guy on the subway today? No.
No.
I always have problems with black people.
The media. Sorry, I got problems with white people too, bro. I always tell people white people are the worst, all right? We're the biggest jerks out there. It's a big thing. Oh, you guys, white guys stick together. Said, no, we don't. Not at all.
No, but here.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the media all every day. It's race this and all the mall that shot this guy.
This something right here is something that you should report on and talk about. The man is losing football games in Florida State. I get it. But to have to put the image of him being hung, that's a little bit too far.
And he deserves to be fired from his job.
Yeah, exactly.
He does. It's not like
also, here's
it's
the problem.
Speech.
It becomes a story. And then when it becomes a story, everybody's talking about it. Then when everybody's talking about it, we have to talk about what people are talking about. So then you have to talk about it.
I know, but
it.
I'm telling you what. The
and
police
rise to the level
the police have probably shot about 15 innocent people in the last 5 days in America. Let's say accidentally or whatnot. They're not only going to talk about it if it's a narrative. It's a constant divide, people. It's a constant
divide.
It drives
ratings,
this school and
it drives ratings.
Let's talk
about
something that makes sense for a while. The NCAA. There's a new number one this week in the AP poll. Gonzaga takes over the top spot after taking down Duke in the Maui Invitational. The Zags jump past Kansas to stay at number two. Duke falls to number three. But wait, it's the NCAA. Nothing can be easier. Makes sense. This year, the NCAA replaced the RPI with its first ever edition of the men's basketball net ratings. Net ratings based on strength of schedule, margin of victory. It's going to be the tool for selection in March of the field of 68. Among the head scratchers, though, in the initial rankings, Kentucky is 61st. Ohio State is rated above AP number one, Gonzaga. And Kansas is below Loyola Marymount.
They got to get some of the bugs out of their whatever algorithm they're
who
using
set the algorithm of this?
Yeah, exactly.
Condoleezza Rice?
The net rating, why Kentucky is so low? Because they have a 40-point loss. That's probably why.
Monday Night Football last night. Texans 34, dun, 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 Titans dun. 17. It was the greatest game dun, we've ever dun, seen. Dun. Joe Tessitore, the call. We'll get to it on Lamar Miller's 97-yard touchdown. No NFL player had run for a 97-yard touchdown since Lamar Miller did it again, versus the Jets in 2014.
Pretty Texans crappy player to do that twice in his career.
81 yards rushing against Tennessee.
Once you get past the stack box and you make that one person miss, the whole field's in front of you.
How come Zeke Elliott's never done it?
Ezekiel Elliott's a power runner.
Eight straight wins.
He looked for contact.
He's
eight
no Lamar Miller.
Wins for Houston. And they stay with the Patriots at 8-3 in the AFC. Not a shock to anyone this morning, but Michelle, Blake Bortles done as the Jaguars' starting quarterback. Head coach Doug Marrone going with Cody Kessler Sunday versus the Colts and for the rest of the season.
Hey, Blake,
season.
I heard the union pays the most in New York. I'm just kidding.
Marrone announced the move just a few hours after firing OC Nate Hackett.
What the Giants need to replace Eli Manning with.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get to this stuff, too. I saw I was in the store this morning. I saw on the page of the Daily News something about they wouldn't start Laletta if Manning doesn't play. They're going to go with this Tanny guy.
Why?
Yeah, we'll get to that after.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Also for the Jags, running back Leonard Fournette been suspended one game by the NFL.
Like the Giants are turning into the Mets.
Fournette yeah, expected really to are. Appeal. Fournette and Bills linebacker Shaq Lawson, of course, both ejected from a fracas on Sunday.
He's on video punching him in the face. Like, what's he going to appeal?
I think it's standard. NBA last night, James Harden's season-high 54 ruined when the Rockets lost in overtime to the Wizards, 135-131. Eric Gordon also with 36, so 90 points for the starting backcourt in a loss. John Wall, a season-high 36 for Washington. Bradley Beal with 32. Kevin Durant exploded to Monday night, 49 points, and the Warriors 116-110. Comeback over the Magic. Also last night, Celtics got a much-needed win, moving above 500, 124-107 against AD.
That was a big-time win for the Celtics. Team trying to figure it out and put it together. They go on the road last night, get a big win in a big spot. They blew them cats out. Also, the Pacers last night smacked, I can't remember who
Utah,
other.
Utah,
they beat them
Utah's
dead.
Utah's got issues this year.
I think Utah will figure it out, though. Still don't know who the second-best team in the Western Conference is.
It ain't Utah, I'll tell you that much.
Tonight in the NBA.
Why did they beat the Lakers?
Tonight, Knicks, Pistons, Hawks, Heat, Raptors, no. Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, and Pacers, Suns.
I like the Knicks getting seven tonight.
All right, the morning after continues. Got Pete Annapolis on the radar, Mick Aussie, and more.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
Ah, I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
I'm gonna smash your face in. All right, let's do this thing. The morning after. Is that we pick up the pieces of following Monday Night Football. We did all right last night, but it's like George Bush's memoirs in The Simpsons. Good, not great. good, not great. I think we went 3-2 last night, but it would have been a better night for me and Corey Parson if the Tennessee Titans were able to cover the number. Their playoff hopes are all but done. Michelle Serpico's in mourning this morning. Her morning after is... She's shedding a tear for poor Blake Bortles.
I am. I feel really bad.
Sounds like Baker's your new guy, though.
No. And Baker's, he's like engaged. Well, I have a boyfriend, too, so I'm joking.
Baker's kind of short, too.
Yeah, Baker's kind of short, too. I think Blake Bortles is a very good-looking guy.
Yeah, he looks like a Calvin Klein type model.
Doesn't.
You don't think so?
I think, well, he does, but he has got a little
you put him. Yeah, if you put him in one of those like perfume commercials.
Yeah, I guess you could. But he's also still got that ruggedness, you know?
I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not into super, super pretty boys.
So Baker Mayfield, of course, Baker Mayfield loves, he loves the attention. And he does thrive on it. But I wanted to get to something here as far as John Wooden is concerned.
The great John Wooden.
Yeah, I don't know why, but last night I was doing a podcast and John Wooden came up. We were talking about coaches.
Okay.
Basically, I was talking about good coaches and bad coaches. We're talking about NBA coaches, actually, and basketball coaches. We're saying there's really not that many very good NBA coaches. Coaches that make a difference in the NBA. But then we got into, like, who's, the greatest coaches of all time, and obviously John Wooden came up. But here's a couple of, so John Wooden had the pyramid of success, right? John Wooden actually did care about the players on the team and build their character and all that crap.
Yeah.
So, he had all kinds of, slogans, and he wrote books about this.
A book that I hold near and dear, John's Wooden, A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court. It's a book that I try to live by.
You got to do a try harder. John Wooden is completely impressed.
Listen, I'm telling you, son, I'm a John Wooden
guy. Here's a John Wooden quote that he'd tell you right now. Corey. Don't mistake activity for achievement.
There you go.
We'll have more John Wooden quotes on the other side.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Yeah, my last thoughts about Baker Mayfield. I think John Wooden would have some great words of advice for him. As John Wooden, one of his famous quotes, "You can't let praise or criticism get to you. It's a weakness to get caught up in either one," which actually is true.
I agree with that. I told you, I am a walking John Wooden. I am, you know what I'm saying?
So John Wooden's your guy.
John Wooden's my guy. I don't like UCLA, but John Wooden's my guy.
I like what he says here. If you're not making mistakes, then you're not doing anything.
There you go.
I'm positive that a doer makes mistakes.
I make mistakes all the time.
This is something that I live by, actually, by John Wooden. It's whatever you do in life, surround yourself with smart people who will argue with you.
Yeah, like me. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Good job by you, Gabe.
Yeah, we should have.
Smart I keep you, people I, that I keep argue you. With you, not stupid people that argue with you. So that's correct.
What are you trying to say, Michelle?
Oh, no. Oh. You're smart. I'm saying, like, this room, smart people that argue with you. Yeah, we no argue doubt. With each other, but we're smart.
They yeah, say exactly. they
we
say,
make each other better.
Yes.
They say if you're the smartest guy in the room, you should find a different room.
Yeah, you're in the wrong room.
Oh, like because you need to challenge yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. See, we're getting deep here.
Yeah,
see?
We are.
Getting tougher to me to find that room, though.
Things turn out for the things turn out for the best for people who make the best of the way things turn out.
All right, that's a good one.
What else has he got?
Need a change you want? Is that one of his?
Yeah, failure is not fatal, but failure yours. To change might be.
All right, I like that. Makes sense.
The road to hell was paved with good intentions. that's mine.
That one's been said to me before.
Yeah, that's mine. I didn't create it, but I've used that one. My father used to tell me that often. It is true what he says here. Never mistake activity for achievement, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, like a lot of people, well, I did this, I did that. How come I'm not getting these results? That sometimes you have to change your approach in what you're doing to get results.
I'm trying.
These are all good, but it's a lot harder to actually live these things than to.
Well, Gabe, you gotta be forthright. Well, and me as a politician, you understand what I'm saying? I live a different lifestyle than the common man. As a politician, I have to be above the fray with a lot of stuff. So I can see myself living more like Mr. Wooden than you guys.
Yeah, I would say that's a lie. I don't have a choice. Okay, you know what? There's not a lie that the Monday Night Football crew is really struggling.
No, I love them. I love them now. I love them.
And you know, you've had a pretty good day today so far. People have taken your side on the Baker Mayfield argument. But this is where you're going to slip a little bit there.
But his number one.
Well, awful announcing. You know, awful announcing,
yes,
Michelle.
So
awfulannouncing.com, mm-hmm, pretty much one of the guides of, you know, the media world.
Yeah.
And the announcers definitely read what goes on over at Awful Announcing. I'm buddies with Ken Fang over there, actually. You should give us some love, Ken.
Shout out, Ken.
So they actually ranked. They ranked the NFL broadcast crews.
All right.
And this is actually the voters, though. People voted. So
who voted, though? You see? Could be player haters that voted.
It's the people of Awful Announcing.
All right.
You know, this is not your regular jackass that goes to Awful Announcing. I'm not saying there's not jackasses that voted.
I'm
but
quite sure there were.
Yeah, but it's not overwhelmingly jackasses. Like, not a YouTube chat room like poll.
Okay.
You like that, Michelle?
I was.
And no offense to anyone in our YouTube chat.
Of course not.
We all know, you know, it's just YouTube chats can be, you know. Ours is very nice. Nice people.
Yes.
Okay. So they get into the top 15 crews. I don't even know where to start here, because if we basically start, so who do you think the best crew in football is?
Joe Buck and Troy.
That was number five?
Yep.
Oh, six.
The number one crew?
Number one, choreo like this.
The number one crew?
Jim Nance and Tony Romo.
Oh, well, yeah. Obviously, Tony Romo, quarterback, former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, one of the brightest football
minds
around. They're good.
I don't know if they're
the
best.
I'm not the biggest Jim Nance guy, but obviously I love Tony Romo.
Hello, friends.
Favorite football player of all time.
I used to do a good Jim Nance impression.
Do you still do that?
Tiger Woods is approaching here.
Yeah.
To win his third Masters.
I've heard better.
On the 19th anniversary, 2 months to the day, to the week after his father Earl passed away. Special moment here in Augusta.
And here's the putt. Gabe, I've heard better.
The Patriots. No, that's pretty good Jim Nance.
That's decent.
There.
Yeah, it's decent.
It's pretty close. I don't think you've ever heard Jim Nance do golf. I don't think you've ever even watched golf.
I watched the Masters and the U.S. Open.
I don't know. I think that's like John Wooden. You living by John Wooden's credence. I think it's a lie.
All right, listen.
You watch the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Watch the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Or you follow the Masters and the U.S. Open.
I'll have it on.
You'll have it on.
I'll have it on, Gabe, while
okay.
I
so
get my feet up.
You think, though, Nance and Romo? You think they're better than Al Michaels and Collinsworth?
I think Al Michaels and Collinsworth would be second.
They're number two.
Or third.
Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts are number three.
I don't know.
It's a little high, I think.
Ian or Ian?
It's actually Ian.
Oh, Ian. It is Ian. Oh.
Ian Eagle. He's the only one that pronounces it like that. Most people call it Ian.
Wait,
he calls
back.
It Ian.
Oh, no, number five. Read number
Ian
five.
Eagle is here. Why don't you, Ian Eagle's an excellent play-by-play broadcaster.
You need
the
two
problem
fingers
is Dan Fouts is boring.
The MacBook Pro.
Okay. Oh, wait, so this, number five, Willie P. I went to William Patterson, former Willie P, Kevin Burkhardt.
I love Kevin
Burkhardt.
Oh, you know
Davis.
This guy?
He went to my college.
I love really? Kevin yeah. Burkhardt. He's one of the best
very good.
In the business.
Very, very good.
Goats.
Yeah. Kevin Burkhardt worked for the Mets for a long time.
Yeah,
I like him. He's good.
He works for SNY for a while.
I just said that.
Who else? Oh, you did?
Well, she said SNY. You said
I said SNY.
Same thing.
Get off her back, man.
I'm not. I'm making her stronger.
Seven is Tom.
Talk about John Wooden. Now Corey's turned into Coach Corey's Corner. Bring John Wooden's name up.
Number seven is Tom Brenneman and Chris Spielman.
I'm a good. I like
Chris
Tom
Spielman's
Brenneman.
Great.
I love Tom Brenneman. I'm a
good,
Tom
good
Brenneman
crew.
Guy.
Good crew right there.
Solid. I feel comfortable with Tom Brenneman.
Good
okay,
crew right
number
there.
Number eight is Greg Gumbel, Trent Green, and Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians, former quarterback, former coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Ah, that's kind of a lame crew. That's
not my favorite crew.
Number nine, Kenny Albert and Rondé Barber.
I can't stand Rondé Barber, but Kenny Albert is a good dude.
Kenny Albert
not bad.
Is good.
Not
I
bad
don't
crew.
Remember Dondé?
Rondé Barber is a sucker.
What about Ron? Two goody two shoes.
I can't
you,
do those Barber brothers. You know what I'm saying?
You don't like Tiki?
I know All Lives Matter cats. Those Barber brothers. I can't do that.
Yeah, but at least like Rondé didn't like cheat on his married or his pregnant wife and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, at least he didn't do that.
Oh, why Tiki did?
Oh yeah, Tiki
was in line. Tiki wanted to be like Michael Strahan.
Oh.
Like Tiki wanted to be like Kelly and Ripa on the morning show and all this. But what was it? Yeah, I think he was like banging an intern.
Nobody likes Tiki Barber.
Well, he cheated on his pregnant wife.
Before
allegedly.
He did that, I didn't like him.
No, I know. I know.
Number 10 is Chris Myers and Daryl Johnston.
Moose.
I don't mind Moose. Chris Myers, you know, I used to like Chris Myers better. Chris Myers used to be a good interviewer and, like, you know, host. I find during a game he talks too much.
I don't mind him, but I love the other cat.
Moose Johnson's very good.
Well, that's Daryl Johnson.
Very, very, very good analyst.
Number 11 is Tom McCarthy and Steve Buerlin.
Steve Buerlin.
Yeah, nobody knows that. All right, she can. That's why I passed the computer over. After the E and I, and I was like, I should just let her read this. Like,
number 12, Andrew Catalan and James Lofton.
Hey, that Catalan guy's real good. That guy's a real up and coming broadcaster. He's very good, Corey.
All right, Gabe.
Andrew Catalan.
if you insist.
He does the Buffalo Bills preseason games now.
well, that's the only time you see wins.
He did this one on Sunday.
I know. I'm sorry, Gabe.
Number 13 is Dick Stockton and Mark.
Who?
Dick Stockton.
Oh. And who's his partner?
His partner is Mark Schlereth.
Mark Schlereth.
Schlereth.
I'm not a big Dick Stockton guy.
Well, the thing with Dick is he's...
What's the thing with Dick?
He's old.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I mean? I say this with all respect. I don't want to be like Baker Mayfield.
No, I feel... But Dick's been around.
He's going limp.
Yeah. Dick is flaccid.
I'm just saying, like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like Stockton, you can sort of tell, like, I get the feeling at some point, he's like... You're going to hear him over talking on the mic? What city are we in, anyway? Yeah, where are we?
Yeah,
like, in the middle of the game? Where are
the
we?
Drum, the drum is empty.
Like someone like Elba? Dick, we're in Baltimore, bro. We're in Baltimore right now. Yeah.
The Colts in the... Not the Colts, Dick.
All right, we're going to continue on this on the other side because we got more good names coming up.
Yeah. Let's do it.
This next guy's actually pretty lowly rated. I think he's better than this. Spiro Dinas is ranked 14.
Oh, I love Spiro Dinas.
Spiro Dinas deserves better than 14.
He's excellent.
Spiro Dinas is good.
Game time decisions.
I'm not calling for Harbaugh's head, but I'll tell you what. He needs to beat them next year. People act like they're terrible this year. Exactly. Yeah, they're 11-1. Right?
I know.
Like their defense could be scored on, but they score a million points.
You know what the problem was? Michigan is basically a bully that loves to run an old-school attack with a fullback. But when you get a lead on them, it's double as tough for them because they have to be front runners to abuse people and to hurt them with the pounding style.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the family at Modell's Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to
Modell's. What are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boom! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. So Pete and Apples talk some NBA basketball, maybe a little college basketball. Yeah, we'll take a get to that net rank and stuff. As I said, the Ohio State Buckeyes are the number one team in college basketball for some reason. We'll get to Mick Ossie in a second here, but we're just going through the NFL. We'll get Mick's take on this, too. We're going through the NFL broadcast teams, the best and the worst. Actually, this is sort of a fan vote over at Awful Announcing, but they got over 50,000 votes in its entirety, so it's kind of substantial. Dick Stockton and Mark Shalareth got 27% of the vote. 13%, Michelle Serpico. We'll get to Mick in 1 second.
Oh, you just said it. Spiro Dides.
Very good.
All right.
Oh, and then Adam Archuleta.
Yeah.
Well, she knocked off it.
And then we said number 15.
And for the record, Spiro Dides is elite. Like, he's one of the best young broadcasts. Not young, but middle-aged. Like, he's one of the best guys in the business, in my opinion.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, do Spiro Dides do the Knicks?
Yes.
Or he does the Lakers?
It's Knicks.
He does the Knicks.
And if you recall, his career was taken off, bro. He was getting good NCAA tournament games. He was getting good NFL games.
NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and he dropped the Jeremy Lin.
You don't hear about him a whole lot.
Yeah, he did have that.
In the armor.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, but I believe him that it wasn't malicious.
I'm sure it wasn't malicious.
I mean, because I don't think Spirit is racist, you know?
Yeah.
But last but not least.
I don't know him, but I would think not.
Let's. We have the audio, actually. So this is going to hurt the guy because you know he cares about stuff like this. Voted the worst play-by-play team in the NFL. Can we get, do we have the sound here?
Miller able to get out of the hole. Miller, could he? Vaccaro's chasing. Lamar Miller all the way. Wire to wire. 97 yards of glory.
Tessitore sounds just like a college guy to me, but Joe Tessitore.
Tessitore is excellent.
Jason Witten and Booger McFarland.
That's not right.
The worst crew in the game.
That's not right.
They're the worst crew in the game.
Tessitore and Booger are excellent. Jason Witten has gotten better every week.
You don't go on Twitter during games, do you? And I know that whatever people on Twitter say doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's like respectful people even are like, dear God, this guy's bad.
He's getting better every week. Jason Witten improves every week.
I would rather have this guy that joins us right now. We'll bring him in here.
Mick Ossie?
Mick Ossie in the Monday Night Football.
He can't even talk English.
Mick Ossie joins us. What's up, Mick?
Australian.
What's going on, Mick?
I'm good, mate. I actually went live and did some commentary the last few minutes of the Grey Cup. But, hey, my number one is without doubt Tony Romo and Jim Nance right now. And I tell you what, Johnny Gruden, he should have stuck to the commentary because he was fantastic. He's not going too well, is he, eh?
That's true, too. You're right about that. Gruden was good. Point. Gruden was excellent.
Much better than he was as a coach, we'll tell you that much.
So far.
What about, so you're saying Jim Nance and Tony Romo are the best, Mick?
Yeah, that's my number one crew, Tony Romo. He's amazing. He calls the plays before they even get rid of the ball. But I do also like, some people don't like these guys, but I really like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. So they're probably my number two. A little bit sick of Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels, but that's just me. They're legends, I know that. So, but yeah, generally the commentary is great. And Michelle, I agree with you. What's this iron eagle? And iron's what you iron your clothes with. It's Ian. It's
right?
Ian to us Aussies.
He's saying his name wrong.
It's his name.
Yeah.
Whoever said it is saying it wrong.
What, is he just trying to be different and cool? Why is it iron?
Because I didn't name the man, Gabe. I just respect.
I think he's trying to be different and cool.
You're not a fan of
him.
Huh?
No.
So Ian. If you met him, you'd be like, no, your name.
Yeah, I'd be like, why do you say your name like that?
He'd be like, why do you say your... He said, why do you call Colonel Sanders Colonel Sanders?
I say things very literally.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are very good. I think Aikman does a good job.
Troy Aikman's excellent.
Dan Fouts is pretty good. I thought he was ranked a little high. Kevin Harlan. I like Kevin Harlan.
Oh, I love Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan.
With no regard for human life.
Kevin Burkhardt, though, very, very good.
Up-and-coming broadcaster, up-and-coming play-by-play guy.
Charles Davis, I find too bland, though, as an analyst. He's like, he's too nice. He's too nice.
Yeah, Charles Davis is not. Yeah, he's like safe, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, safe. That's why he's on TV he's a safe for the last 20 years. Yeah.
Me, not a safe black guy.
No, that's why you're
he
not.
He might say something.
That's why you're not in the NFL
booth. That's why I'm not on no shows in the afternoon on this network. All right, I'm not
Mick.
Safe.
So how was the Great Cup, Mick? Was it a big booze fest? Was it a big throwdown?
Oh, mate, honestly, Edmonton did a fantastic job because this is the key, mate. I did not take one taxi or one Uber for the whole weekend. I took a bus on Friday morning downtown. Everything was so together. The crowds were massive. It's so good at times. There's like three or four parties going at once, and you have to make your choice. So I went to a lot of them, and fantastic time starting Thursday night right through till Sunday night. The game was a little bit disappointing. It was like +2 degrees in the afternoon, but they coded for you East Coast guys, because the game started at 6:30 your time. Well, that was 4:30 here when the sun went down. As soon as the sun went down and you're sitting around, yeah, it was getting cold, mate. So I walked around for the last half, like couldn't sit there in that cold for the whole game.
You walk around every game, Mick. So how much of the Great Cup did you actually see?
Well, I actually had my girlfriend with me, and she hadn't been before, so we sat for the first half. It was nuts trying to get to your seat.
Hold on, Corey. Corey has a look of shock on his face,
Mick,
but the girlfriend?
You got a girlfriend, Mick?
Like, Corey actually generally looked up like, whoa.
I can't even get a text back, and Mick's got a girlfriend.
We have a picture. Yeah,
Mick has regular sex.
Oh, no, oh, not tracksuit. Not tracksuit. I'm not interested in tracksuit. Hey, Mick, you seen tracksuit?
No, I don't wear tracksuits. You can't wear them out in public. But, yes, I still do have a girlfriend. I was a bit worried after Friday night whether I still did have a girlfriend. But, Gabe, you'd know this. I survived 4 days and crazy nights, and I still have a girlfriend, so I'm doing all right.
My man. Hey, Mick, you heard about this Dwight Howard story?
No, don't go down.
Yes. I know all about Dwight Howard. He's got like a groin or a buttocks injury, and I saw you bring out the skeleton yesterday, and he's got a boyfriend and a girlfriend, has he? Anyway, I don't want to get in trouble there, right?
Now you don't want to
get in
trouble.
No, not there's anything wrong with it.
Not there's anything
good
wrong
job,
with it.
Good job, Corey. You throw Mick Aussie that question.
Mick,
that's okay, right?
Hey, Mick, she on a tracksuit, Mick, you know what I'm saying, on her profile picture.
Oh, yeah. So it's like when Crocodile Dundee was in New York and he went for the grab and there was something else there. It wasn't the you know what I mean?
Got to be careful, Mick.
Yeah.
All right, Mick.
Do the field test, eh?
Hey, so did you see Clam Chowder there? Did you run into Clam Chowder?
I did, mate. As I walked into the game about an hour early, he's outside as in the entrance and he's there. And I started grabbing on the back of his jersey, eh? And he didn't know who it was. He turned around, he hugged me, said, yeah, go little interview with Clam Chowder. Then from where I was sitting, I could see him sitting on the first row, and he got on TSN, so I bet he's pretty happy, eh?
Oh, he got on TV, right? That was his whole goal, yeah. So good for him. All right, Mick, so while you were at the Grey Cup, your Denver Broncos actually playing good football. A couple of big wins against good teams, actually. They beat the Chargers. They followed that up with a very impressive win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I thought that Vance Joseph was arguably the worst coach in the National Football League, but I'll give him credit. He's kept this thing together. Now they're 4-point favorites in Cincinnati, and what's a winnable game for them? And I'll tell you what, Corey and Mick and Michelle, if the Broncos win this game, they get to 6-6. They're sort of
right back in the hunt.
They're in the mix.
Yeah.
Their schedule evens out after, Mick. What's your prediction? Broncos and Bengals.
Oh, yes. Well, we were terrible on the road against the Jets, but then we won in LA there. So I think it's a bit of a danger on the road. But you're dead right, mate. We win this game, we can go 10-6 because then we got the 49ers at home. We got the Browns at home. We're at the Raiders and then home to the Chargers. Like, that last game's tough. So we can go 9 or 10 wins if we win this week. But, yes, and also, guys, I want to also back my case again for Philip Lindsay, Rookie of the Year, touchdown, 110 yards again, 14 carries. He was fantastic.
He's not better than Saquon Barkley,
see,
though.
He makes a good point, though. He should be in the conversation. Saquon is going to win the award, but Lindsay has been excellent this year.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I don't know if I like the Broncos laying points. They play better as a dog.
Now when Driscoll's playing, you're right. I think the Broncos probably win this game by 3.
Yeah.
They go in there, they win a close road game. So, Mick, we're disagreeing about Baker Mayfield here. Michelle and Corey both think Baker Mayfield's great. And I'm not talking about him on the field. I think he's a good quarterback. But I'm talking about, I think he's disrespectful. He lacks respect. I think he's a mouthy punk. He shouldn't talk so much for a kid that hasn't accomplished anything. What do you think about Baker Mayfield? And I know you hate man buns, Mick. Like, what do you call them, Mick?
We
call them wussy knobs, or as they say on
games. The wussy knobs.
I like that.
The wussy knobs. Yeah, like the man, you know, like the sort of man bun ponytail
man
thing.
Buns, yes.
Yeah, the wussy knob.
The wussy knob.
How do you feel about bandanas, Mick?
Unless you're really sweating a lot. I mean, Andre Agassi wore one, didn't he?
Andre Agassi's fine, but anyone else, no. You're like, it's... Can't wear a bandana, Mick.
What do you have against bandanas?
What is it? Woodstock.
What is it like?
I like bandanas. I think they're
pretty cool.
Nothing
wrong with a bandana.
Nah,
a bandana
it's
don't bother me either. Or what's wrong with you? What, like?
Mick agrees. The bandana's annoying, isn't it, Mick?
Must be a Canadian thing where you don't like
bandanas. He's
bandana.
Australian.
What's about you?
Yeah.
I like Mick. Hey, Mick, when you come to New York, let's get a beer.
What's it?
Oh, mate, I've been there before. I'd love to come there. You must still love each other. So many people living together. You must still be friendly, eh?
Yeah, I would think.
That's real friendly, Mick. Take care, Mick. Mick Aussie.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
I believe we asked for Jimi Hendrix.
Get some Jimmy on here.
I don't think this is Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, today's
this is
birthday.
Bad to the bone.
Good call, Corey. Wow. Is it Corey dropping like rock?
Wow.
Bad to the bone by who? Bad to the bone.
Led Zeppelin.
No, it is not.
Aerosmith.
No, it is not.
I don't know, son.
Corey's out of rock bands you can name now. There we go.
There we go. That's more of my style.
This is Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I know this.
The goat.
The goat? Okay.
He's
go
to
listen to this sound.
You go to what? Drink a Hennessy from the bottle?
No, playing guitar.
Oh, playing guitar. Okay.
Arguably the greatest guitar player of all time.
You can't argue with me with that, Corey.
I don't know nothing about guitar goats.
Okay.
This must be some way out of here. The Joker to the thief. Yeah, it would have been his 76th birthday today. But
oh, he'd been okay. That's
he never would have made
I'm
it to
76. I'm a big 76. Jimmy fan.
He probably wouldn't have.
No, if he didn't die when he died, like he would have.
Jimmy partied, right?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
In fact, headbands. Funny, we talk about headbands. Jimi Hendrix wore a headband.
You didn't mind that one. Oh, he used to put the pills in the joint, though,
right?
He
used to line it with acid.
Yeah.
And he would sweat.
Really?
And the acid would just drip into his eyes and his mouth and his skin and everything.
So I wanted to be real high.
Well, he was.
Uh-uh.
I think with Jimi Hendrix, though, he was, my father was a manager of a band that toured with him. And Jimi Hendrix wasn't good live. Like, he's a legend and stuff, but people would often walk out of a show going, oh, man, like, we got ripped off.
Yeah, someone was banged up.
Yeah,
he's like, a better studio artist.
No, he was wrecked.
Yeah.
So it was hit or miss. Sometimes he'd be like, you know, he was in a good mood, and it'd be really cool. And other times it'd be real sloppy.
Yeah.
Right? But he didn't care because he was Jimi Hendrix.
He was Jimi
Hendrix. Because he was very intoxicated that he was sloppy.
Yeah, but it was his thing of sort of every night is different.
Okay.
He didn't like you know, to play something the same way twice. You know what I mean? He was very eccentric. But
do they have a movie about him?
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. Like, there's not that sort of, like...
I saw a documentary.
The Jamie Foxx role or whatever. Yeah. Like, that big story. You're right.
They should.
Probably an undertold story, actually.
Mm.
But to be real, I mean, there's not a lot of black guys in rock, really.
If they ever do a movie on him, it's easy to know who could play Jimi Hendrix.
Who?
Andre 3000 from Outkast.
Oh, yeah.
Basically the same dude.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I would say Bruno Mars.
I can see that, too.
Wait, isn't Bruno shorter than him?
Yeah, Bruno is shorter and not as eccentric.
Yeah, not as eccentric.
Yeah,
Andre 3000 is eccentric.
Yeah, I think he's a better one.
Andre 3000 is like a Jimi Hendrix ripoff.
Yeah, he really is. Okay. Jimi Hendrix, though, from a guitar standpoint, just as good as it gets. That sound... Steve Ray Vaughan was right up there, too, and unfortunately, he passed away.
What about the Honky Tonk Man?
Who?
The wrestler, the Honky Tonk
Man. The Honky Tonk Man, he's right there after.
Is he in the good...
Virtuoso.
In the conversation, the
Al DiMeola, Yngwie Malmsteen, Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. And Jeff Jarrett, great guitarist.
Nobody could swing a guitar like the Honky Tonk Man, though.
I'm going to tell you what, Corey, you don't want to get hit over the head with a real guitar.
I would guess not, yeah.
Like, no, not like the wrestling stuff. Those are they break easily. But yeah, a real like guitar is a real serious weapon and piece of wood.
Wow.
Like, yeah, you could.
We'd rather get hit by a bat or a guitar.
Well, a bat you can swing a little faster, but the guitar would do more damage. It's thicker.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to get morbid or something. But if you got someone down, like, you could crush their skull and bash their head open with a guitar.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. Never hit a man when he's down.
No.
Yeah, that's what John Wooden said. Right? I don't know how you survived in Harlem living like that, you know.
I'm the mayor, son. I was groomed to be the mayor.
You ever seen the movie Bad Boys? But they're the real Bad Boys movie.
Which one?
The original one with Sean Penn.
No, uh-uh.
Sean Penn goes to a juvenile jail deliberately. Somebody sexually assaults his girlfriend, gang.
Yeah.
So he deliberately goes inside.
To get the dude.
Yeah, it's a great scene, though. So they know he's there and stuff, and he's waiting. They're coming to get him in a room. He's got nothing, so he takes a pillowcase. He folds the pillowcase up with RC Cola cans.
Yeah. Went to
smashes
work.
Smashes him over the face with it. Yeah,
that's a tough one right there.
Good. A little weapon that you need. You ever in need, somebody like home invades you or something. You know what I mean? And,
I got the hammer right by the door. I don't play that. Somebody, you come in my crib, you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to get hammered.
It's going to be trouble.
What do we got, Michelle?
Same. James, so this just, I literally just saw this. I think it just happened. It says updated at 9:58 a.m. So breaking news. Jameis Winston and the Uber driver he allegedly groped more than 2 years ago have reached a settlement. So terms of the settlement were not specified in the report, but going back to when this was first filed, a victim was seeking a compensation in excess of $75,000 because of damages in the nature of emotional distress and future therapy expenses. So it hasn't been released yet what the settlement was and what the amount was, but it's been reached.
Yeah, Jameis, you know what I'm saying?
It was an expensive field. It would have been cheaper for him to go down to Hoops.
There you go, right there. He'd have got it with it, and he wouldn't have missed the first three games.
Rich Gentleman's Cabaret or whatever. Yep. Right. Could have groped all. That's the whole thing, right?
Will, and yes, and said he.
I think he was wasted, and he really sort of doesn't remember.
Well, she said he was. The victim said he was very hammered.
Yeah, so he's hammered. He reaches over, hey, baby, I'm Jameis Winston, right?
They were going through a drive-thru. I remember.
To move in.
They were going through a drive-thru, and he.
So it probably was a misunderstanding.
He was reaching over for the burger.
There you go. He was like, "Oh, I can't hear you." Excuse me, honey. That's what happened.
Hey, you gotta be careful. You grabbed the wrong biscuit.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be careful. Oh, tracksuit.
All right, listen, Bones. Listen. Time, delete the picture. Delete the picture.
Oh, my God.
You said grab the wrong biscuit. That's the password. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that tracks.
Imagine if that was a Uber driver. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Anyway, next story.
We left in silence after that one.
Anyway, awkward. Anyway, so Broncos rookie running back.
They're not going to get me in trouble.
I actually thought about it for a second.
The first person they're going to come to is me. They're going to come to him like, Corey, we saw... Oh, everybody else was acting a damn fool, Corey, but let me talk to you for a second.
You can't talk about it. You can't joke about that.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody else is, but Corey, doesn't work when you do it.
If every time someone bitches at you, Corey, tell them if you're not making mistakes, then you're not doing anything.
You know when I'm going to tell them? When they bitch at me, Gabe, you're worried about the wrong thing. You think it's a more important thing for you to worry about.
Michelle?
Broncos rookie running back Philip Lindsay is turning heads around the league while he's playing in his hometown and living in his parents' house. If you're not ready,
he lives at home.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what they said. Yeah. If you're not ready for him, shame on you, Lindsay said. Yeah, there was an interview.
Yeah, because he ain't got to pay no rent at that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And not only that, but I don't think anyone obviously expected him to do as well as he
did. He's making the league minimum.
That's more what he was talking about. Yeah.
Which I think
he was an undrafted rookie, yeah. Right?
I think he's making about $550,000.
Which is good money. But
I know a dude that lives in Denver.
Is he 5'7"?
I'm not sure. How
about this?
I think he's 5'7".
He's a smaller dude. Yeah. So we're talking about tips, Michelle. So I know a dude. My buddy was briefly working for like
5'8".
Uber Eats. Or not Uber, one of those other companies. You know, the Grub, whatever.
Oh, Grubhub?
Yeah, one of those apps.
Seamless, maybe.
So he delivered food to the quarterback of the Broncos. Trevor Siemian was the starting quarterback last year. And Siemian tipped him $5.
You see?
Yikes.
I thought it was cheap.
I was like,
you're a starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. You're in the NFL. You order a pizza. You can do better. Like, give the guy, 20.
Right.
But my buddy wasn't put off, actually. And it's funny, the only reason I bring this up, Michelle, because my buddy told me, he goes, dude, you live in a nicer place than he does. Basically, he said that Trevor Siemian was living in sort of a townhome regular apartment.
Regular
type thing.
Yeah, it wasn't like he knew he wasn't gonna have that job for long.
Yeah, and basically, my buddy even said, I looked it up. He only makes $485 a year.
Yeah, he's
so I mean, you still afford to tip more than $5.
No, you should tip more than $5. You should take care of people.
The thing is, it's all relative, right?
I don't make that much money at all. And I tip better.
Like, if you made $500,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, in his mind, he's poor, really, because he's only making $500,000 a year playing in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Once he's getting taxed for, like, half of it, so he's only really getting $250,000. It's not worth it to be in the NFL. If you actually think about the pressure that Trevor Siemian was under.
Yeah.
You know, like, the best deal in football now is Corey's guy, Dak Prescott. He's making $850,000.
And they can't do nothing, and they can't build around him.
Amari Cooper has looked good.
And they're about to extend him.
So this head coach at
Let me just say something. So Baker Mayfield's had a couple of good games. He's running his mouth. Amari Cooper's had a couple of good games. He's not acting like a fool.
Amari Cooper is a quiet guy.
You know what,
quiet guy, but people attack Baker more. Like
people attacked Amari Cooper like as much as they could. They said he sucks. He's done. He's useless. Yeah. They laughed at the deal, including
You're
me.
You're right.
And I love what Amari Cooper said. He said, I don't want to prove the Raiders wrong. I want to prove the Cowboys right.
There you go.
That's an attitude right there.
Like, I commend people that can keep their mouth shut, but, like, if someone attacks me, I'm attacking 10 times.
You have to do like me. I never respond to people in the chat or get angry when people say anything.
I know people that know Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is a real chill cat. He liked to chill with the fellas.
No, I'm happy for him. He's doing well. I really am.
He don't want no drama or nothing like that.
No, maybe getting away from that nut job in Oakland, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, it's a Raider thing, and Amari Cooper didn't suck. So, sorry to cut you. Go on.
No, it's okay. So, this coach, a high school coach, Adam, his name's Randy Drilling. He's a head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas.
St. Thomas Aquinas. Which one? The one in Florida?
No, in Kansas.
Okay.
I guess there's a bunch of them. Anyway. So his
team
won.
There's one in the Bronx too.
Oh yeah, there's one like everywhere. I feel like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he led his team to their first state championship in their program's history on Saturday. So you know the kids did the typical celebratory ice bath.
Okay.
And he.
Oh yeah, I saw that dude.
Oh, he lost it.
Like freaked out.
He started nearly assaulting the kids, bro.
Yeah,
he started pushing kids,
pushing
like get
the
hell away
like
from me.
High school
he's
kids.
Like, you ever touch me with the Gatorade?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, coach, settle down, man.
Gatorade bath going wrong?
Right. It was just ice. So this was weird. Someone on Bleacher Report commented and go, "Oh my god, you guys don't know the story. He's allergic to water. Who the f is allergic
Who's
to
allergic
water?
Who's allergic to water?
We can't. If you will die if you don't drink water. Literally.
He's allergic to what do you mean?
Well, no, I think that was false. I think this person's an idiot. Anyways, because he was asked about it after the game and he goes, "No, not a fan of the ice bath. No, nobody ever gives me ice baths. That was a bad deal." Like, dude, lighten up.
Yeah, no.
You're a
yeah.
high school football coach.
Yeah, but yeah, he's exactly. one of these guys that, like I said, I'm a coach.
Football coaches are
like, yeah.
Something's wrong with the head of high school and college football.
Like, dude,
coach.
You're a football coach.
Exactly.
Right. In high school. You're
Relax,
just like,
son.
Normally,
they
like,
want to celebrate with you, jerk.
The soccer coach is just some normal dude. All right, guys, let's go.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, I mean? Yeah. Like, everybody, yeah, pick like, up your equipment and move to the front.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a requisite that you have to be a nut job jerk to
yeah,
be a football
exactly.
coach.
Yeah,
exactly. No, it's almost people think, like, all right, I got the hood, I got the whistle, I can be insane now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're little wannabe generals. Go join the military, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You're like DJ Durkin. You want to be a big man and yell like military drills at kids and stuff? Join the military. Except it's easier to do that on Maryland's campus and make $8 million a year.
Hey, there
it?
You go. Exactly.
What's
then
up?
You get in the military, somebody will catch you.
So as if this category isn't brutal enough. So the Detroit Lions, you know, looking to, as if I'm sure they're not looking to add more frustration to another season gone wrong in decades worth of them. Anyway, Jeopardy. There was a question, and it said, as of 2018, this NFC North team had never even made the Super Bowl, much less won it. But by 2030, gonna happen, right? And then the answer was, who are the Detroit Lions?
Wow.
It should have been, what team has an unkempt bum-looking coach?
Yeah.
Detroit Lions, ding-ding ass. Matt Patricia.
Matt Patricia for 300.
Matt Patricia.
Overweight, he needs to run. The NFL.
I have a buddy that went on Jeopardy and he got kicked off.
For what?
He got like the taping didn't do, like they basically said, all right, we can't use this. Like,
wow.
He kept hitting the buzzer too soon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like but like they got pissed off. Like they're basically like, listen.
Was
like,
he winning?
No, because he was doing it, but he said there's a reaction on the buzzer. So he kept, like, missing out.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
He started going fast, but
and
he was
And they were like, yo, son, what are you doing?
Yeah, but he was screwing up the taping. It's too bad because he's a smart dude, too. Good song. I like it.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Jameson Crowder has not been ruled out yet. He's listed as questionable, so he's been limited in practice all week. There's a chance he could return. Obviously, if he does play, it would not be good for Trey Quinn. Some people might have picked him up in PPR formats. He was 4 for 49 last week playing the slot. If Crowder is back, he'll be in the slot, and that will hurt Trey Quinn. Still wouldn't feel great about Crowder in his first game back.
Weekdays on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What's the most important thing you can do today? How about swab to save a life? Every 3 minutes in the United States, a person is diagnosed with a blood cancer like leukemia. Bone marrow transplants give patients a new lease on life, but 70% of them must rely on a stranger for one. You can help. Register with DKMS to become a donor. You'll receive a swab kit in the mail, swab your cheeks, send the samples back, and you're good to go. Take the first step. Become a hero. Register today at DKMS.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league.
It is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Looking at some crazy pictures from Mars here yesterday.
I sent that to Corey. Corey was a conspiracy theorist, says Mars doesn't exist.
No, there's no such thing as Mars.
They landed on something yesterday that there's no such thing as.
Now, I believe these photos are real, unlike the moon landing. And I talked about this a lot yesterday on Twitter a little bit. And much like Stevie Wonder can see, they never went to the moon. Stanley Kubrick talked about how he produced that. It was a scam. There was a space war going on with Russia. Russia was ahead. Kennedy, you know, needed some political sort of cover, and it came up with this whole "we're going to the moon" thing. There was a reason why Russia used to send monkeys up there only. They knew you can't do this, and there's a reason why they didn't do it after either. So, yeah, the moon landing never happened. But
I think that's so. Where was they at?
Are you saying we orbited the moon but never landed? I mean, somebody went up there and came back, right? Or nobody ever even went up.
I'm saying, yeah,
rockets or...
I'm saying that the whole Neil Armstrong and one small step for mankind and them playing golf up there.
So they went up, drove around, and came back.
They sent something up there.
So where was they walking at in that photograph?
In a sound studio.
That was recreated. That was just imaging.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick did the Great Space Odyssey and stuff. Like, he did space movies.
So this
even got caught and admitted that some of the photos are staged, but it was for publicity purposes because, of course, they couldn't use pictures up there, right?
So
let me ask you, Corey. So they called Len Bones and Michelle. They asked. So they were.
Do you know how many thousands of people you'd have to get to lie to cover that?
Oh, yeah, that's never happened before. I know.
Yeah, but they're individual people.
It's called Capitol Hill.
No, you'd have to get every scientist.
Who killed Kennedy?
Every scientist.
Who killed Kennedy?
Every mathematician.
Who killed Kennedy?
Well, not as many people knew about that.
Dude, no. There's thousands of people know the truth about that. You know what I mean? You can keep secrets.
It depends on who you ask with that one. It could have been the mob. It could have been the
CIA. There's a lot of people who's in there.
Actually did it.
It's in their best interest to keep this going.
Government secrets, yeah. But
do you really believe that they were able to, your cell
these
phone.
Scientists weren't government employees. Not all, they work for NASA, sure. Not every mathematician, every guy who worked for the rocket company, all those people, you'd have to keep them quiet.
You really believe that in 1969 that they were calling from the moon? All right, it's beautiful up here, Chuck. And yeah, we're just playing golf, Ed. And your cell phone now in 2018 doesn't work in an elevator? Yeah, they were calling from the moon. Before
it was radio, it was radio communication off of a satellite bounced to Houston. It was possible.
So how come when Bob calls in from Vermont now, it sounds like crap?
From down here, you didn't have a cell phone, but they
got phones in Canada.
They had all the best technology.